I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel with All Things Considered from NPR News.
Time now for some of your comments on last Friday's program.
Our conversation with Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer drew lots of praise. Montana is among a number of states opposed to the Real ID Act. That's a federal law requiring states to issue tamper-proof identification cards. The Department of Homeland Security says residents of states that don't comply with the law won't be able to board planes come springtime. Governor Schweitzer doesn't buy it.
Blah, 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 supposed to be the deadline. There's nothing in the Constitution that tells Homeland Security that they're supposed to do this or they must do this. This is another bluff by some bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., and thank God we live a long ways from Washington, D.C.
It is refreshing to hear someone stand up for what he or she thinks is right.
This comes from Matt Turpak of Madison, Illinois.
Governor Schweitzer not only made his point, writes Turpak, he also drove home the tendency of the federal government to throw out half-baked ideas, expecting everyone to just comply. Montana has been on my list of places to see. Now it's moved to the top.
Go Schweitzer, Montana, you rock. I can't wait to return, writes D. Emerson of Fort Collins, Colorado. And this from Merlin Gordon of Livingston, Montana. Comments like these make me extremely proud to live in the state. Looking forward to going to the airport on June 1st with my Montana driver's license in hand.
Many of you also enjoyed our conversation with a member of the New York Philharmonic, which recently returned from North Korea. Our colleague Melissa Block spoke with John Deke, an associate principal bass player. He described a rehearsal with North Korean musicians. Deke suggested they try out a composition by an American child. The message, he said, got through.
Although it's a humble gift, this is a gift that's perhaps more precious than gold or diamonds. And the guy translated, the audience seemed to understand that right away. And it was a magical moment.
Phil Davids of Columbus, Ohio, writes this. I was moved by John Deke's description of his experience interacting with the North Koreans. I've traveled to Korea and stood on the edge of the DMZ, says Davids. The idea that a fine group like the New York Philharmonic was able to represent our country in such a positive way makes me proud. Bravo.
If you have a comment for us, please write. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.